Big meal for free coming up tonight, put on by the Knox Prairie Community Kitchen. Good morning. It's 8:15. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumm, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning on this Thursday. Well, the Knox Prairie Community Kitchen has a free burger dinner happening this evening, and joining us to talk more about it is one of the members, board members of the Knox Prairie Community Kitchen, also a co-worker of ours here. Brett Wright. Brett, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for inviting me down the hall again.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it took a while. I had to trudge my way up through the carpeting and
how was your drive in
to your office. And well, thanks for coming in with us. Well, you know, the cool thing is this literally happens like right behind us here, First Baptist Church on Tompkins Street, just kind of behind the radio station. So let's talk a little bit about the Knox Prairie Community Kitchen and the organization itself.
Sure. Well, Knox Prairie Community Kitchen is a 501c3 nonprofit. It's been in existence since 2014. Our mission is pretty simple. It's to serve nutritious meals to the community with dignity. We've changed our formula a little bit. With COVID over the last year and a half or so, we've gone from serving the meal inside over at First Baptist Church to providing a curbside meal.
Yeah. Yeah, and but yeah, obviously that had to be a little bit different. So it's a pickup, it's a carry out, which it kind of makes it easy though also. And I don't know if it's any easier on all the volunteers helping out, but it's still maybe a little bit easier than not having to clean up tables in between and that type of thing.
It actually is. I mean, we've got a pretty synchronized process now. I mean, again, once we start serving the meals around 5 or shortly after, we are usually done by 6 o'clock. And yeah, so you know, the one thing is, you know, some folks are missing the fellowship, but in terms of getting the process down and clean up, and even the number of volunteers has been minimized based on curbside, but we hope to be back inside sometime.
Everything that the organization does based on donations?
Absolutely. I mean, we're very generous. We've received a lot of community donations, individuals. We've also worked very closely and been the recipients of grants from Galesburg Community Foundation as well. So we're very blessed. I mean, again, when COVID hit, like a lot of other organizations across the U.S., donations to our organization actually picked up.
Really? Yeah. Wow, good. Yeah. That's a good thing. Yeah, that's a great thing. Well, the Knox Prairie Community Kitchen, it's a free burger dinner that's coming up this evening. Well, let's talk about what's actually going on this evening.
Well, let's see. On the menu tonight, we've got, hamburger on bun, macaroni, salad, baked beans, pumpkin bars, and a vegetarian option will be available. And I'll tell you, our kitchen staff, Odette Jackson, Myrna Benson, Joyce Taylor, do a fantastic job. The quality of the food is good. We constantly hear that. Those ladies work really hard to make that happen. But we're anticipating a good crowd. We've been here over the summer months. We've been serving on average over 100, 150 meals per event. One of the meals, our Reverend John Sibley Memorial Meal, which was fried chicken, had a little bit larger participation in that, which was good. But It's been a good summer for us, and the food's excellent. There's no we discriminate against no one. Everyone there gets a free meal, no questions asked, and that's a good thing about it.
Well, I think that's the thing. Like you said, there's no questions asked. You just walk up, you get your meal, your family, whatever the case may be, get your meal, and you go about your business and enjoy a great meal.
Yeah. One of the things we stress, I know it's frustrating to some of our guests, based on the number of folks that we serve. You have to be present to receive a meal. We don't want to short somebody who's been waiting in line or waiting in the car to get a meal. So I know sometimes that's frustrating, but we do stress that you have to be present to get a meal. Also, you know, we serve food until it runs out. Now, I mean, sometimes that's by 5:30. Sometimes, you know, around 6 o'clock we may have a few meals left. But just want everyone to know it's first come, first serve.
Brett Wright, Knox Prairie Community Kitchen, joining us here this morning. Their free burger dinner gets underway right about 5 o'clock this evening at the First Baptist Church. It's right on the corner of Tompkins and South Cherry Street, right catty corner from the Knox County Courthouse, just behind the radio station here. And you make sure you get lined up early. You can drive up, walk up, whatever the case may be, right?
That's right. Yeah, you can walk up if you enter from Cherry Street there. We usually have a line of individuals waiting there when we start serving cars. So we take care of both groups. But, yeah, be there early to make sure you get a meal.
Yeah, absolutely. So hamburgers on the menu, macaroni salad, baked beans, pumpkin bars. I don't know, I told you I'm not into the pumpkin spice latte, but I'm fine with pumpkin bars this time of year.
You put them in bar form.
Exactly.
Full flavor potential right there.
Exactly. I'm okay with that. And as Brett mentioned also, there is a vegetarian option available. If you don't want to do a burger, there is a vegetarian option available. Let's talk a little bit more about the organization. Been around since 2014. Obviously, it takes a lot of volunteers. So if somebody was interested in helping out, whether voluntarily or monetarily, how would they go about that?
They could go to our website again. That's KnoxPrairieKitchen.org. You have the option there to sign up to be a volunteer or to provide a donation if you so choose. I will say this again, with curbside, we have not had the need for extra volunteers, you know, in addition to the fellowship that we'll enjoy once we get back inside. We're also looking forward to being able to plug more volunteers back into the meal as we had before. But we've, again, organization evolved since 2014, which was the start date. We now have 8 board members. We just want to give a shout out to those folks right quick. We just had one board member, a transition. She moved from the area. Shannon Johnson, our vice president. But we have brought on Natalie Clark as vice president and Kim Brandon Sibley as treasurer. So in addition to myself and those two ladies, we have Myrna Benson, Odette Jackson, Bob Myers, Peter Schwartzman is one of our founding members, and then Joyce Taylor, again, in the kitchen. So got a great core of board members who are very generous and very dedicated to our mission.
Do you take donations of food, or would you prefer it be a monetary donation?
Probably monetary, okay. Although I will say, you know, coming up here in October, you know, we're kind of excited. The pork producers have donated meat for our meal. It's, I guess, October's National Pork mm-hmm. Month.
Every month is, but, yeah, officially, I guess, October.
I knew you guys would be excited when I mentioned pork.
Exactly.
In most cases – cash donations give us the flexibility to do what we need in terms of planning meals, buying meals, and then obviously managing storage of meals. But there's, again, you can, if you're so inclined, provide donations online, or you can even send them to our mailbox, P.O. Box 1784 in Galesburg, Illinois, 61402.
Brett Wright with the Knox Prairie Community Kitchen joining us here this morning. The free burger dinner this evening gets underway about 5 o'clock at the First Baptist Church, corner of Tompkins and South Cherry here in Galesburg. Goes until maybe 6 o'clock or however long the meals last. Burgers tonight, macaroni salad, baked beans, pumpkin bars. There's a vegetarian option available. Free, no questions asked. You can walk up, drive up, whatever the case may be. So is it one meal a month that's done, one free meal a month, or how often?
Generally, we do 2 meals a month.
2 a month, okay.
Yeah, we do the second and the fourth Thursday of every month. However, with the two holiday months coming up, November and December, we will do one large meal only those months. I mean, we still have, besides, you know, the meal tonight, we've got a meal on October 14th, 28th, and then we've got our November Thanksgiving meal on the 11th of November, and then our Christmas meal on 12/9. Again, those are a little bit special. Usually participation is a little higher. Those meals are a little bit more costly to put on. But, again, we've been blessed by having the funds to do so.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing the hope is that you're going to get an opportunity at some point, we don't know when, to do it indoors again and have that fellowship along with the meal.
That was one of the great things about the meal. Again, it brings all walks of life from Galesburg, you know, in to enjoy a meal together. I mean, we had folks who really, really needed the meal, having food insecurity issues. But we also have, you know, elderly folks, shut-ins, who enjoy the fellowship, enjoying, you know, talking with their neighbors. We will get back to that. Although, again, we talked about this before, some folks have the personality. They may be a little bit introverted. It's real easy to just come up, grab a meal, and leave, not acknowledge it. But we find even the folks who pull up in cars, we have a lot of good conversations, and we can tell some of them are longing for a time where they can get back inside and eat.
Absolutely. Brett Wright with the Knox Prairie Community Kitchen. Their free burger dinner is this evening at the First Baptist Church here on Tompkins Street and South Cherry here in downtown Galesburg. Get your burger on a bun, macaroni salad, baked beans, pumpkin bars. They also have a vegetarian option available. Gets underway right around 5 o'clock, and it goes until the meals last. So if you can walk up, drive up, whatever the case may be, you do have to be present to get your meal. No, it's just great because there's no questions asked. Doesn't matter who you are, what you're doing, what your situation is. It's just a chance to get a community that likes to give.
Exactly. You know? I mean, again, and that's a good thing about the meal. I mean, besides interacting with our many guests, I mean, our volunteers, we couldn't do it without a consistent core of volunteers. I want to give a shout out to Full Gospel Church. They consistently have folks there helping us, and we just enjoy the time while we're there. I mean, besides fellowship with our guests, we love the time we spend with each other serving our mission.
Yep, absolutely. The Knox Prairie Community Kitchen. Again, if you'd like to help out monetarily,
you can visit our website, KnoxPrairieKitchen.org. There's a place there where you can donate online, or again, you can mail us a donation to P.O. Box 1784, Galesburg, Illinois 61402.
And again, it's for anybody and everybody. The free burger dinner tonight gets underway about 5 o'clock at the First Baptist Church here in downtown Galesburg. Brett, always appreciate your time, and thanks to you and all the volunteers and the organization, what they're doing for the community and those that help out monetarily, whatever the case may be. You know, that is a great thing you mentioned, that you know donations actually went up when you know during the pandemic. And and we found it's really amazing in this community. I know in talking with the superintendent and different things that the need, like the number of families in the school district that are on the meal plan for low income, it's over 70%. Yet, even with that, there's a lot of very generous people in this community that help out organizations like Knox Prairie Community Kitchen.
We've been very blessed by that. I mean, again, we've said this before, food insecurity hides itself well in Knox County, but we're just blessed by to live in a community with so many businesses and individuals helping out behind the scenes, and I think that's a tribute to Knox County.
Absolutely. Brett, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, guys.